With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Brian Gittins here. Welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. No idea where we're at with the old episode numbers. I've totally lost track, and I'm sure you're not interested one bit, so I'm going to move on from the episode numbers section. Thanks so much for downloading this podcast. I'm going to dive straight into it. What can I say? We're going to have a break from recording this podcast. We got a few in the old trunk, the podcast trunk. So we've probably got another six or seven to put out, and then we're going to have a break and see how it goes. Maybe we'll come back and do series two, or now I'm parked up in a car lay-by, and there's a car just behind me, so this feels slightly awkward. I'm talking into a microphone now and in a car lay-by, and it looks a little bit weird. Anyway, as I was saying, we're going to have a little break. Whether we'll come back, not sure. So sometimes it's nice to kill what you're doing and start afresh, start something new. But we might come back. Maybe this will be series or season one. It'll be like 67 episodes long, season one. And then we might come back and start season two and do like three episodes of season. I don't know what I'm talking about. Basically, we're having a break. But like I said, we've probably got six or seven episodes to put out anyway. So for the next 14 weeks, 3-4 months, there'll be Brian Gittins podcast coming out every 2 weeks. Oh, sorry. Anyway, so what we got this week? We got Rachel Stubbings on the podcast. Love a bit of Rachel Stubbings. So she's on the podcast, and we go to a fun fair with David. And that's it. Anything to tell you? The Honk Show that I MC. The Honk Show is at the Moth Club in Hackney again at the end of the month on Thursday. I don't know what the date is, but it's the last Thursday of the month, I think. Just go online if you want to come. Go online, have a look. The Honk Show at the Moth Club. That's it. The Honk Show at the Moth Club. It's the favourite, my most favourite live experience I've ever been involved in. It's lots of new acts coming on stage. You, the audience, if you don't like them, you boo them off, or you heckle, or you give them a lot of abuse, and you blow your horns, and they have to leave the stage. If they make it to 5 minutes, then they get through to the final, and then the audience chooses the winner of the night, and the winner gets a paid spot at a proper not too bad gig at the Moth Club on a Saturday night. That's not bad, is it? One foot on the bloody rung of the ladder. God, so much phlegm in my throat. So sorry. So much phlegm in my throat these past few years. So that's the Honk Show at the Moth Club in Hackney at the end of the month on the Thursday. Have a look, and come along. Please support the night. It's good fun. That's it. Yeah, so that's it. If you want to support what I do, not I, David L. Who's David L? Forget about that. Then come to Patreon.com/David L. And you can use all sorts of bits and pieces. I'm going to do a competition and give away some of my live props, like the one-legged hippo, picture of a one-legged hippo. I might give away my pink wig. I'm going to do a competition and start shedding stuff on Patreon, because I can't see me ever doing live stand-up again, which is a lovely, lovely feeling. Okay, so yeah, come along to Patreon if you want to have some tidbits and support what David L does. Who's David L? Oh God, this is horrible. Anyway, so enjoy this episode with Rachel Stummings. Enjoy David Edwards. Enjoy Charles the Robot. And yeah, I'll speak to you again. Bye bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brian Gittins and Friends. And we're on, I think we're on episode 55. We're going to go for 55, David.
No. They've got it wrong again. It's episode 56, for fuck's sake.
Wow, 55. I mean,
that's David Edwards. That's David Edwards' voice. Do a voice that isn't your voice.
Hello.
Okay. So that's
French.
David Edwards. You're here all the time, aren't you?
I certainly am. I'm glad to
Stop
be here.
Shouting.
Keep the volume down.
That is a lot of talking.
There's a lot of talking.
There is.
There's a lot of talking. 55 hours of talking, David.
A lot of knowledge has been handed to me during those 55 hours.
By who?
Yourself, the Keith. Guests.
Yeah.
Just like a big ladle of water from the font of wisdom has been passed to me.
How are you today?
Good.
Yeah.
Top notch, ready to interact.
Nothing bad going on in your life?
Elements of doubt, perhaps. The shadow of doubt casting itself on me every now and then.
What would that be? What would I say?
2019, what's going to happen with me relationship-wise, perhaps?
Yeah.
I've got to find a new flat to live in.
Are you going to stay around the area that you're
still living? Early?
I will still stay in Sussex,
still
yes.
Still early days. Yeah, you're still going to stay in Sussex.
Yes, still stay in Sussex.
Yeah.
And keep it real. Well, that's where I've come from.
Yeah.
And there's no use leaving that.
No.
Turning your back on the friends. Yeah, quite right. Well said.
Yeah. So that other voice you can hear, the mechanical voice, is Charles the Robot. Hi, Charles. Are you all right? How are you?
Name the top three bits of knowledge you have gathered from this podcast.
Go. One.
Male bonding and female bonding. Bonding with all. So that's absolutely vital.
Who gave you that advice?
I think you see it happening
okay,
around you.
Two.
Two, poetry with Rob Alton.
So the literally the episode for this one.
It was a memorable one. It's got to be said.
What did you learn about poetry?
It doesn't have to rhyme.
And
you've
three,
got to try and keep
three.
Your audience. Three would be number three.
Quick.
Swimming underwater.
Okay.
There we
okay,
go.
Okay, so our guest this episode is none other than David.
Rachel Stummings.
Hello.
Hey, you all right, Rachel?
I'm really well. I'm Thanks. So happy to be here.
No, thank you for coming.
Do you know, Rachel's benefit of listeners at home, Rachel's got a little pen in her hand that she's twiddling around.
Had the ready.
It's lovely, isn't it? Some
Organized.
People come in and they don't give a shit that they're here. You yeah. look like you've shown a bit of respect.
I thought I might do some sketching.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
please
lovely.
Do. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Fix the scene.
Lovely. So are you all right then, Rachel?
Yeah, I'm very well.
So what have we been up to? Because I keep saying I get criticised for not asking the guests any questions. Have you been up to anything? You don't have to ask
I had
the
a little
question.
Bowl of porridge.
A little bowl of porridge, don't you?
That's what you need. Good for energy.
Yeah.
I like Slow porridge.
Fuel.
Yeah, I'll often have it for lunch.
Yeah, one of my things I do, I don't do anymore, but I like having a big bowl of porridge just for bed.
Do you? That
Blimey.
Does make you sleep well.
Bed.
Is that good for you, though, just for bed?
I don't think... I'm amazed. Does it help you sleep quite well? Because
apparently
it's kind of like...
it does. My friend who's got insomnia has a bowl of porridge if he can't sleep. And you would maybe want to try that because you've got insomnia.
Well, what,
have
yeah,
you got
you're
insomnia?
Quite right. Yes.
Have you got insomnia?
I do. I'm not great with sleeping at all. That's well remembered.
Well, that's because you drink shitloads of coffee.
More knowledge, you.
It is...
More knowledge. You've gained more knowledge.
I have gained more knowledge. I'll give the porridge a go.
I've gained more knowledge. I'll give the porridge a go.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So this episode, we're at a fun fair. It's late at
Ooh.
Night. Yeah, there are loads of rides, and you obviously knew the music and everyone enjoying themselves. But it's one of those grotty fun fairs run by those sorts of people, David. What
I know
do you call
you mean.
Those people?
Caravan dwellers, sort of mobile
Robot.
Home owners.
That's not the people I was thinking about.
Oh, dear.
No.
The people who own the actual fairground we're talking about now. I don't mean the word traveller in a negative manner. but they're people that travel up and down the motorway with their fairground to entertain the good people
of
Bristol.
That's where business we are people. Anyway.
They're business people.
They're putting on a good night on the recreation ground.
Absolutely.
They can be quite romantic, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Oh, very.
Yeah, they can.
Up in on the big, what's it called? The wheel.
Have you ever met anyone at a fairground?
Yes, I used to, kiss a boy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darren.
Right.
Yeah.
What a
very
fairground.
Violent.
Very what? Violent.
Violent. It turned out. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Okay. What? Darren was violent, or the fate? Not the fate. The fair. Yeah.
Lovely story.
Thank you, Charles.
Lovely story.
It certainly is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
did he turn out to be violent, or was it the actual fair that?
I think he wasn't one of the fair workers, but we were dating at school, and he was a bit older than me. And,
right. How much older?
Few years, but he was in our year because he'd done a lot of, he went to the, what do you call it? Not the prison, but for young offenders.
Young offenders,
yeah.
I think.
So everyone fancied him.
What's that, Charles?
A bit thick.
Very thick. Everyone fancied him.
Because he was mature.
Because he was older, and I didn't fancy him, but he fancied me, and I felt like I should go out with him because all the girls fancied him.
Right.
And he bought me a big Valentine's card one year.
Oh,
13 foot or something, massive.
13 foot?
Yeah, and my dad burnt it on a bonfire.
Wow.
That's a hell of a lot. That's an enormous card, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, that's more than a card. It sounds like it's like a billboard
or
something.
Yeah, it was really weird. I don't mean 13 foot, do I?
No, 13 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, 13 foot. Right, there you go.
Much better.
13
much
inches, still very large, though.
Have you
still
ever
impressive.
Got off with someone at a fairground, David?
Never in a fairground. I'm focusing on the rides, the coconut game. I'm too distracted.
Okay, so I'm going to do the first question of the podcast. So are you
okay,
ready?
Okay, yeah, please.
And that question is from me. Which inanimate object, if you had to, would you have sex with?
Inanimate object.
So sorry.
Inanimate. God, that's a word for
it
some reason.
It is a tricky word.
Escape me.
Let's hear it again.
Inanimate.
Ooh, yes.
There we go. Thank God. Bit smash worried them. There.
Okay, so which object would you screw?
I think it would be a couch. Simple as that, because it's soft, you can lean against it. Immediately get up afterwards. You don't have to put everything back together. There would be, slots or all adult gaps.
With rusty old springs.
Not with rusty old springs, friend. I'd make sure there's none of that. You don't want to get a TCP jab afterwards.
TCP?
What sort of jab is it? Come on, mental.
BCG. Well, I think we're on safe.
Yeah. A jab for that. Rusty cut in your private region.
Sure.
Basically, it would be a large couch.
Okay, so we've got a big old couch there, David. How do you approach it and what do you do?
I would be laid on my front, and that line between the two pillows would be utilised for penetration reasons. Simple as that. And then I'd roll off, do my flies up, no one would know the wiser. And they're coming, I'll be watching Countdown. They wouldn't have a clue what happened.
Who wouldn't?
Perhaps my father. He might come in with a cup of tea for me, which is good timing, I'm quite dehydrated.
Yeah.
And simple as that. Okay. Just a very quick operation, basically.
Okay. I'm worried about chafing.
Yeah.
Yes, I think with any inanimate object, though, there's always going to be a potential for chafing. The worst thing is chafing on wood because you'll end up with splinters.
Oh, is that from experience?
I'm not going to lie, no. It'd be exciting to say yes and give you an anecdote of me having to deal with a splinter in the private region, but it's never happened to that degree.
Right. Can we see you? Can James, our editor, fast forward to a time when you're having sex with a couch? Can we see and hear what that looks like?
I think I'd be very silent and quiet. I wouldn't want anyone
not
to suddenly
podcast,
enter the lounge.
Not for the podcast, David. Not for the podcast.
I think it'd just be like timed rhythm.
I don't
kind
hear
of,
you. Just come on, let's hear it. Here we go.
Please, God.
No pleasure for the couch.
No pleasure for the couch.
No, not. Well, that's the good thing about
no
being an amateur, is it? It's not a relationship. You're in control. It's all about you.
Can you maybe lose control with the couch and start talking to it?
Right. Your fabric is very... Your fabric
be
against
serious.
My...
Be serious.
I try to think, you know, it'd be a case of a compliment, I think. You know, a case of... I didn't know there was a zip there.
That wasn't a compliment.
That wasn't a compliment. That was yucky.
A compliment would be great pair of handles on the side for some body support. I wouldn't say it like that. It'd be in between kind of wheezing and being exhausted.
Have you got any stories about people and inanimate objects, Rachel?
Oh, I'm having a little cry. Someone having sex with one?
Yeah.
I do have one, actually, but I just feel like it's too rude.
No.
Well, you saw someone doing this.
I remember... Well...
Here we go. Can we have some music, please, James?
I remember the first time I realised that something could give me pleasure.
Oh, but
I
was... Can we stop the music and move on?
Okay. That's quite a...
Actually, stop the music up.
I can't say it.
Can you not?
No, come on.
Here we go.
We're all sharing, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
And it feels like a safe space, I must admit.
Yeah.
I think it was hair clippers. I remember the buzz on that, thinking there was an instinct there.
Blimey, yeah. Yes.
Sorry,
yeah, keep it down.
But I was too young to really understand what it was, though.
Right.
It was an instinct. It was a pleasure instinct, and I wasn't wrong.
Millions of years of evolution.
I wish I hadn't said that.
No, not at all.
No.
So you're talking about what... What's she talking about, David?
David will explain.
Yeah, just the vibration of hair clippers just shooting through the body.
Yes.
Just basically hitting a G-spot, basically, and waking it up and saying, how are you? Shaking it by the hand.
Yeah.
He's
got
it.
Getting to know it.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Have you used any objects, David? This is incredibly rude.
Yeah.
Incredibly, we don't know when we get this rude, but I just saw... Have you used any objects, David?
I'm trying to think if I've actually used any kind of object.
OK, we'll have a think about it and we'll come back at the end of the episode.
I think the key thing is your imagination. That's always kept me going.
Yeah, in what way?
Just close your eyes, picture the scenario.
What's the scenario?
Sometimes a teacher kind of figure.
Okie dokie.
Simple as that kind of...
I've got a question about a teacher.
Right, this is Rachel's first question of the podcast.
That seems dark. Yeah,
absolutely. Apt.
What teacher at school, David, do you think had the biggest impact on you, good or bad?
I think bad, and I sometimes think of him now a lot, actually, first thing in the morning. I mean, he's just a bit groggy, you've got negative thoughts.
Yeah.
He was a secondary school teacher called Mr. Knight, and he was a PE teacher. Ooh. And he used to do stuff now that really we get into a lot of trouble with. So, for instance, I was chatting to my friend James Golden in the gym, and it was a case of...
I've heard this. You did this on episode 14. Boring.
Oh, so, apologies.
That's my fault.
No, you should have known. you're right. I should have known completely and utterly. It's quite true. And it's a case of... he was... You know, I remember him now, and he was a bit of a bully.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Sing an aggressive punk song about Mr. Knight. Go.
Mr. Knight, I'm going to get a match and I'm going to light it until you are a wicker man, a burning fire, screaming through the flames.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah,
indeed.
Wow.
Just off my chest. Simple as that. I hadn't realised I'd mentioned him
before.
Sing another tune.
About what?
A nice teacher.
About a nice teacher.
A nice teacher. God, I'm trying to think of it.
Quick, we haven't got time.
Exactly.
Mr. High Geography Teacher, you taught me the world outside of the geography huts. Other realms I'll explore in my future life.
Okay, and another sort of soft, romantic song about another teacher. Quick.
Mr. Silk CDT. You helped me build objects I took home.
Emma Silk.
What did he say?
No idea. What did you say, Charles?
Mr. Silk.
Cool. I think he said M.R. Silk.
There we go. That's his name.
Yeah, don't worry.
A recognised and familiar one.
Yeah.
What is geography hut?
Sorry? Geography Hut, that's where we'd sit in and learn about the world, the globe.
Yeah. Oh, there's some candy floss over there, Rachel. Would you like some?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, love that, some stick. Of that.
On a stick as well.
On a stick.
Wonderful.
David, can you pay for it? Because none of us got any money. So
not a problem. There we go. So, Hand over the cash.
Oh, lovely. No, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess I wasn't expecting... why not? Okay, yeah, get involved. Just about got enough money for that, I think.
Now, I've got a question from someone on Patreon, David. What's the weirdest thing? It's from Andy Worsley.
Love the name. Great surname.
And Andy says, what's the weirdest thing you've seen in someone else's house?
The weirdest thing I've seen in someone else's house was a crucifix that was upside down. Simple as that. And I thought it had fallen off or something, or I'd knocked it with my arm. And they said, no, that's where it needs to be. It's like that. And I found that, just a bit odd.
There's no explanation.
No explanation at all. I thought I'd knocked it.
Who was that person?
It was a friend of school. I was quite old then. I think I was doing my GCSEs, about 15, 16. So I was sort of aware of, what was expected. And, it was in his home in Port Slade. I came to his house after school and... simple as that. Upside down crucifix.
Where was it again? What room was it?
It was in the hallway. And I remember skirting against it with the side of my arm.
It's a bit camp what you did then.
Side of the arm, bit of a camp movement.
Can you walk into the house and just go, oh, crucifix, and a gay...
Oh, crucifix. Oh, that's upside down.
And now do it again.
Oh, crucifix. Upside down. And, I said, I think it's time to move that around.
Yeah.
And the mother and the father were like, no, it's...
You didn't say it's time to move that around.
I don't think I said it's time to move that around, but I thought I'd knocked it. I'd be like, oh, sorry, apologies, let's get that so Jesus is looking up. He's not upside down type of thing.
Yeah.
And, it was like, no, leave it as it is. That's where it should be.
Wow.
I wonder what that means.
I wonder what that means, yeah. Mm. Have you ever seen anything weird in someone's house, Rachel?
I went to someone's house once and there were so many cats. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It was quite off-putting and it smelled weird.
How many numbers are we talking about? Over
10? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. That's like a zoo for cats, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really weird. And lots of photos of Thingy Barrowman. What's his name?
Who? John Barrowman?
Yeah.
Really?
So yeah. John Barrowman and cats.
So sorry.
Together.
John who?
Barry... Moon? Was that? Barrowman. There we go.
John Marrowman.
Marrowman.
Yeah. And they were in this same house.
Yeah.
So two passions, cats and performers.
Yeah.
And specifically him. Blimey.
Lovely lady, though.
Who was she?
She was a lady that we... We were shooting a short film in her house.
Oh.
And she just let us have it as a location.
Yeah. Wow.
Odd.
Yeah, I think hygiene-wise, having that many cats, it'd be very hard to keep on top of...
Yeah, maintenance.
Absolutely, the old litter and things like that.
Yeah. So, David, we're at a stall at the farm fair, and you've got a hit... that teddy off the shelf.
I'd love to take that teddy home.
Let's make it happen.
Try and win it for Rachel.
Absolutely. Let's bring that into reality.
Wow. So you've got three balls, David.
Yes.
So
there we go.
Take the balls. There's a teddy.
Here we go. Aim and...
First go.
There we go.
Oh, so close. Oh.
That's all right. I've got two left. Don't worry. You're still going to be living with a teddy bear. Don't worry about that. There we go. Number two. There we are.
No.
Right, okay.
You missed it.
Yeah, it's slightly worrying that. Okay, let's see if we can have one more go. Here we go. Let's get this bear. There we are.
Missed again.
Apologies. I'm quite shocked. No. It's quite near. You would have thought I'd better knock that off.
No.
Perhaps we'll go on Dolphin Derby later.
Yes, absolutely. Can you win bears for that?
Yep.
Let's make it happen.
This the way you sort of roll the balls up into the holes.
Oh,
you roll
lovely.
Them rather than throw them. That might be
a lot better, I think. I think my throwing skills just aren't great.
David, look at that giant ride up there. It's huge, isn't it?
It's like a massive wheel.
Do you know, it looks so dangerous.
Incredible. There must be some kind of health and safety issue with that. It's enormous.
What's it called?
What's that ride called?
That is Holy Smokes, which is what's going to be going through your head as you're going up there.
It really feels like...
No.
I wouldn't get on that. I wouldn't trust that.
No, absolutely not.
So what I'd like is for you to get on it at the end of the episode.
Happy to do so. Happy to test it out to make sure you feel comfortable if you ever decide to get on there.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you got another question?
Yeah.
Rachel? It's Rachel with a second question.
David, if you were on a bus and there were some intimidating youths on that bus and they were picking on a smaller child, what would you do?
Well, it's got to be said. I mean, I haven't ever
seen... Another great question.
It is a very good question. It's got to be said, definitely. Usually, I think more and more with youth, I kind of just let them do what they need to do. You try and verbally ask them to be quiet and things in that vein. And it's met with no eye contact or response. They just, you know, almost act like you're not there. But if a younger child was being in some way, kind of bullied type of thing, I think it would be a case of just getting them out of the situation and sort of Lovely. Saying, you know, come and sit over here, you know, have a seat here sort of thing. And I think I've given up, trying to verbally kind of deal with the youth on the public transport because I've just been met with a shower of verbal shrapnel.
Could we take you to that scenario? So you're on the top deck of a bus, a young child's being abused by some... Teenagers,
yeah, quiet.
Could you play the teenagers as well as you?
Yep.
And really get into character with the teenagers.
Yes, yeah? Absolutely. Yes.
And
yeah.
See how it pans out. So here's David on top of the bus. How many are there before we start?
Oh, there'd be a good like a five or six.
Them. So here we go. Here's David dealing with some teenagers. Go.
Come on, guys. He's younger than you, and he's not finding it funny, you know, whatsoever. Just can we stop what we're doing? What's it got to do with you? Why are you looking at us? Why are you getting in our face? I'm not getting in anyone's face. I'm just saying.
You need a bit more character with the teenagers.
Yeah, I'm not getting in anyone's face. I'm just saying
pedophile.
That you know. What's that? Sorry.
Pedophile.
There we go. That old one. That old chestnut. That you like getting out every now and then. No one's been touched. No one's been, inappropriately seduced or anything like that. I've literally wandered up to you. You know, my clothes are still on, and I'm just saying, you know, it's
let's
inappropriate.
See,
5-year-old.
See
oh, you're trying to undress me with your eyes. Look at you. You're trying to sort of. You're touching me in your head. I'm not touching anyone
really
in my head.
Really in character. Really believe it.
My mum's told me about people like you. You're like sick in the head. You're not even going anywhere on the bus. You're just wanting to be around us. I don't want to be around you.
Come on,
neither
keep
does
going
he.
Back and forth.
Yes, you do. You're trying to take off my wife fronts in your
Where
head.
Where has David gone?
You don't know what's going on in my head.
Where has
full
David
stop.
Gone?
Keep going, David.
Where's David gone?
Just keep going. Back and forth.
I'm going to call the police. Yeah, I'm going to be calling the police
Where
before
has David
you.
Gone?
Where's Come David on. Gone? He's here right now. So, you know... We're going to get off the bus and you can come with us, little boy. I mean, he's not going anywhere with you. Oh, because he's going to go with you back home, is he? No one's going back home with me, full stop. I'm just saying it's inappropriate what is happening here right now.
Wow.
And then they start saying, you stink.
Go on, I don't want to stop you. Go on, they say what?
They just sort of, you know, talk about your personal hygiene and things and that sort of thing.
So they tell you've got a little willy and a dirty bum?
Yeah, absolutely.
What does that sound like?
You know, you've got two things wrong with you. You've got a dirty bum, a dirty mind, and a micro penis.
Wow. I've never seen you talk like this before.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's all stereotypes.
Wow. That's a hell of a...
pencil up your ass, mister.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Quite right, Charles.
Apps, well said.
Is that satisfying?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Indeed, you're interacting with the youth on moving
transport.
It was
nice that you stuck up for him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You've got to.
That's what I thought. Who was that boy?
I don't know. Just, facing the crowds that was near to tears.
Yeah.
And I swooped in and tried to rectify it.
Lovely. Lovely stuff. David, I've got another question here from someone from Patreon again, if you don't mind. Do you mind?
No, whatever's best.
They love asking you questions. There we go. Why do women tend to have long hair and men have short hair? That's from Paul Cousins.
Yeah, that's a very good question, isn't it?
It's a great question.
Yeah, it's a very impressive one. Yeah, I think it's just...
Can you send a message to Paul Cousins?
Yeah, I certainly can. Happily to celebrate he's obviously had a moment of inspiration there, hasn't he? Laying in bed.
Yeah.
And considering to himself, why is this the case? But having said that, American wrestlers, they have long hair and they're men, so it's not entirely sort of gender assigned.
No, but generally. So why is that?
I think with women, it's more of an allure. The hair is almost like curtains peeking through. You want to see more kind of an element of enigma and mystery type of thing.
Is that
sort
true?
Sort of bewitching
that's why
the male.
I agree mine, yeah.
Is it when you have your hair down?
Like poking curtains. Through curtains at the beginning of the play?
Yeah.
Just the one eye looking through.
Are you trying
through?
To seduce men with long fringe?
Yeah.
So I think there's an element of that there.
I don't think there is.
No element of not good on the eye to gaze upon.
But peeking through the curtains.
Yeah, an element of these curtains are going to come back at some point. How are you? Type of thing. Pleased to meet you.
Yeah. Why are women doing that and not men?
I'm not sure. I mean, with equal rights, it should be a case that we all should be looking through the curtains, waving, and get rid of the curtains and have a handshake type of thing.
Yeah.
I think, but men do have long hair more and more,
but
don't
most
they?
Most don't.
Most don't. You're quite right. Maybe it's because back in the day...
Do you know what, Paul Cousins? This is a wonderful question. Can we have a celebratory noise, please,
I think
James?
So. I think it's needed.
Lovely. It's such a simple question. Do you know why?
I don't. Right. I wish I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? I guess men, before this era, were more about physical work, maybe. Going to war. Might get stuck in the barbed wire. I don't know. But it's a case of,
other soldiers might yank it.
Very true.
Yeah.
I think it probably is linked to things like that. That it could be used to be grabbed during a fight or a battle or
but
something like that.
But why have then women got long hair? They're asking to be grabbed.
This is, controversial but true in a previous era.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, very true. Maybe that's what the ponytail's there. It's a handle to be grabbed and utilised. It's very dark. Yeah. I'm not talking about now, obviously. Do you know what I mean? Now it's a case of, equal rights, level playing field type of thing.
We should all just have the same length hair.
Absolutely. Just cut it all off so, there's no dispute there.
It's a clever, clever question, David.
Very good question. It's almost as though it's the beginning of a book or a TED Talk or something.
Right, Rachel, we have a section on the podcast called the Golden Question section where David gets to ask the guest one question. So, David, no doubt you've got a question all ready to go.
Yep, I definitely have.
I don't believe you.
No, I have absolutely got a question. I'm just worried that it's about creativity once again. And I don't know if you're worried about that.
Yeah, you keep doing that. Can we have another one?
Yep, that's not a problem at all.
It looks like it is a problem.
No.
Fucking hell.
I asked you to bring one question.
No, absolutely. Let me, Yeah, it is creative base. That's the thing. Now I've got to feel
exactly.
We've got listenership. They're fucking bored.
I know, don't get. I'm digging deep. I really am.
You've got to keep it.
Well, one of the main things with Rachel that came to mind.
Oh yeah.
Doing research beforehand.
So many questions out there, dude.
Oh, absolutely. There are lots out
Ask
there.
Ask the you're question.
Quite, okay. Very, you're incredibly...
Stop pointing.
You're very, very productive.
Mm.
Very much off your own back a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Dragging it up.
No.
What's the question?
Producing crazy thing. How do you... Because I find when doing creative projects, you can hit walls very, very quickly.
Rubbish.
Not get inspired whatsoever.
What is the question?
What's the question? It's boring.
He's about...
Sort of the same question you asked Rob Orton.
So bored.
Rob Orton was about, would you die in an office? That was very much a case of, you know... Not, you know...
Quick question, please, David. A good question. They've got to be varied.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just, it'd be very much a case of...
Anything.
I don't know. It's gone completely blank. Don't worry.
I feel you didn't win me the teddy. Now you can't think of a question. No,
it's
question.
A massive anticlimax, the whole thing.
Why don't you bring a few questions so you can... I'm not having a go.
It's fine. It's fine. No, it's absolutely... Yeah, my head's just gone completely...
Do you mind this, Rachel?
No, I apologise. It's creating a really bad vibe. Yeah, I do apologise.
Anyone sends questions in, brings questions in for you...
No, he's very selfish.
It's all about you for 40 minutes. I want one question for the guest.
I swear to God, the train up here, I literally was thinking through it and I had them in my head and...
Do you ever write... Look, Rachel's got written down.
Yeah. Pen and paper at the ready. That's clearly something.
Right, that's the end of the podcast.
No. We won't bring it to an end. It will be a case of family life. Let's focus on that.
Okay.
Blame David.
Okay. Would you say your family is a very tight unit of love?
Boring.
Or would you say it's more about politics and control?
Boring.
A case of...
Not good enough.
Not good
I'm not
at
having
all.
A go. I'm just.
No,
I'm
no,
just,
it's fair enough.
I'm just disappointed more than anything.
No. I sense the disappointment, and I'm trying to move around that and move forward.
Question. Go. Bang.
Right. Christmas with the family. Was it a bonding experience
or
was
it
exhausting? January blues. Did
is
you have that
vegetable?
Sense afterwards after Christmas? Do you feel that depression?
Yeah. I have a birthday in January.
Boring.
Oh, there we go. This birthday's not boring. That's a lovely thing.
It's an egg, a vegetable.
It's an egg, a vegetable.
It's an egg, a vegetable.
I don't think so, Charles. I thought you'd have known that.
Yeah, January.
You could have asked that. It's an egg, a vegetable.
It's an egg, a vegetable. That is a question. That is. Is an egg a vegetable?
I don't think so, no.
There we go. That's one done. But January blues, you're saying you got your birthday.
What's the question?
Do you suffer from the January blues?
There we go.
And Rachel will say no, she's
okay.
Got a birthday.
Cool, so that's answered that. And
yes.
Do you suffer from the January blues? That's a fucking crap question.
I don't...
Sorry for swearing.
No, it's not an issue at all.
I don't like Christmas, David, so...
Oh, really? Why is that?
I find it very stressful.
Oh right, gosh, that's not.
I think
that's
you might
unfortunate.
Have tattoos or something. Yeah.
Indeed.
I don't like Christmas.
Did you enjoy growing up? Or
are you listening? Or just asking?
Oh no, I am.
Go.
I must have done. Yeah. Up until probably like the age of, being a teenager, and then I found it quite stressful.
And what is the family dynamics that you find stressful?
Find that stressful, and the idea of having to buy gifts.
Right, for
so and I don't like being bought gifts.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
God, that's what Christmas...
No, I don't. I was just talking to someone about this. I don't know, like it either.
What, being given a gift?
No.
The pressure of it, open... Oh, yeah, I find it all weird.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
People
and you don't
guessing
like
what
buying
you
them
want.
Either.
I like buying them.
Yeah, I like buying them.
Don't like receiving them.
Right, gosh.
That's
never...
some kind of self-loathing.
Yeah, I hate myself.
Yeah.
So you really are looking at the calendar sort of thing to yourself, oh, my God, 6 days it's going to be here.
Yeah.
And Boxing Day is a big relief.
Yeah. My parents aren't together, so I have to, Christmas Day with one, Boxing Day with the other. That's always...
He's out of his depth here.
Yeah, bless him.
You're out of your depth.
You okay?
It's a shame, though, isn't it? That
I guess having
to visit them on the Boxing Day, that takes it even longer the next...
Yeah.
Over the hump. It is
a
shame.
I did do a mate's Christmas one year. I enjoyed that.
I don't think Dave was listening.
He wasn't. Look, there he was.
I was.
You were looking at
I've never seen you almost laugh, David.
No, he really
weren't listening.
For that 1 second, I wasn't listening.
I saw the life leaving.
I was thinking about the element whereby I've never known anyone that doesn't like receiving a gift type of thing. I've never heard about that. I was trying to think of anyone else's. I think that's almost like a human response, isn't it? Yeah, that's mine. I'll have that. Unwrap that. Yeah, I'll put that on my pile type of thing.
Right.
Do you think it's because you don't want other people witnessing you do it type of thing? Or
I don't like people watching me open a gift.
So if it all came through the mail, you'd be quite happy just to sit there in the hallway and do it.
I do like receiving things in the post, but then I'll have bought them myself normally.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So the element of... Or if you just ask people to send them to your house, maybe.
Yeah, could
do. You like receiving gifts, David?
Yeah, gotcha.
Thought you would.
Bit of a disappointment when you open it. It's not what you want.
Like getting questions, don't like giving them.
This is true. That is a... That's a valid point.
Do you give your parents a Christmas
David.
List?
David.
Oh, yes, gorgeous.
What is a hiccup?
What is a hiccup?
A hiccup is a bubble of air that shoots up your throat and then...
Why is sea air good for you?
Sea air is good for you because it's an energy boost. It puts an extra, you know...
Do plants die of old age?
Do plants die of old age?
Yes, they do if you don't water them. If you don't water them, they will die of old age.
Does
they'll say wither away.
Does chewing gum really stay inside you for years?
Apparently, yes, a year it stays inside your gut. That's a fact. They've done that with X-rays.
David, there's an old gypsy woman coming around the corner, and she wants to talk to you.
Well, I'm happy to talk to anyone, any part of the world.
Here she is. She's about 5 foot. She's no taller than 5 foot. And she's got a shawl.
Hello, sailor.
Hello, lady of the fairgrounds. How are you? Are you well today? Are you here to read my...
Nice hats.
Nice what?
Hats.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm... a hat. Yeah, I'm donning a hat right now as we speak. A velvet fedora. Hugely appreciated. Thanks for the compliment.
Want to play on the punch bag?
Want to play on the punch bag? Yes, why not? There's 50p in the palm of your hand.
She can tell your fortune.
Please do. Please read the palm of my hand. Look at the lines, the texture of the skin.
Let me see your hands.
There we go. Here it is. Placing in front of you. Please look at the map of my life, my future.
Not that one.
Okay, no problem. I'll give you the right one instead.
Not that one.
Hat.
Not that one.
Yeah, I've only got to two hands. Nothing else I can give you.
Do you want to borrow mine?
That one.
Okay, she wants to borrow mine. Yeah.
Okay.
To read your life.
Okay. Go. Reveal it to me. Is it going to be a sunny year? Good one for
Things
me?
Things are looking good.
Wonderful. Okay. In what way? Love? Career? Anything?
You will find love in March.
What? That's next month.
Wow.
That's actually a few days away.
Wow.
Goodness me, a bit of romance.
Lovely.
Looking forward
to... And lose it in April.
And lose it all in April.
Oh, what will you do to ruin it?
That's a bit of an anticlimax.
Wow, I just took you up. She took you up and then dropped you.
I guess I just have to embrace the month.
Jesus.
She might die. It might be like the love of your life, but she gets...
You will get a new job in May.
Oh.
That'll help. That'll help fill the void that my love interest would have left.
Distract you.
So, you know...
And lose it in June.
Then lose it in June. Goodness me. So March is going to be kissing, and then June will be some extra money in the bank account. And then, you know, who knows? Maybe get love back, you know?
Or a court case.
You will win the lottery in July.
You'll win the lottery in July, David!
Once you won the lottery, then you can make dreams come true, you see. That really is. Once you've got the lottery, it's an element where...
And die in August.
And then
you just got to make the most of it while it's here. So July,
the money in time.
Really not in a month? I think they give you a massive check.
Next customer, please. Okay, she's...
Okay. It's going to be a roller coaster of a year, I think.
Well,
it really is.
You talk about roller coasters, you're going to go on that dodgy one over there in about 3 minutes.
Holy smoke.
Have you got a final question? How many questions you got left?
One.
One.
What's your favourite part of Brian's Anatomy?
Brian's Anatomy? Favourite part?
Now, he's got a problem with my belly.
Oh.
I haven't at all. I swear, I'm looking at it now and there's no problem with it at all. It's not sticking out. It's not paunchy in any way. It's completely in
symmetrical
order.
What did you think of it when you saw it on a screen once?
The only time I mentioned it was when it was on a screen once where you were playing an overweight man. And you'd obviously embrace the character and personality.
No, I haven't.
People do a fat podge.
Certainly not. I was in no way negative towards your anatomy in that sense.
But when we were in the cafe earlier, you started laughing at it.
Not. I was celebrating the method acting behind it. So I wasn't laughing or sneering. I was like, you know, that was what was written on the script.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was Simon,
but not at all. No.
So you just
any size for that character.
Any size for that character. Full stop. You just put on weight in it. We all slip every now and then.
You never washed.
That Brian never washed. I'm sure he does. I've never smelt the venom of BO coming from your armpits.
Have you ever been out with someone who stinks?
Yeah.
Sure.
God, how'd you get around that? What was that like?
I used to put plastic bags around his feet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was a builder. And my mum, even if he'd left, this is when I was sort of younger, even if he'd been gone an hour, mum would know that he'd been around when she came home. It's disgusting.
That is quite horrific,
isn't it? Is this Darren again?
Is this Darren?
No. No. It was the one after Darren.
Wow.
And was it his job?
What, and why would they smell?
He was like manual labour. I don't know, there must have been something rotten going on there, thinking back.
Oh, my gosh.
He had bags on them.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, I'd put plastic bags around them to contain the stench.
And wow. What was rotten, do you think? Skin or...?
I don't know what it was. At the time, I didn't really think about it. God, my standards must have been so low.
Do you use deodorant a lot, David?
Yeah, I do a lot. First thing in the morning and sometimes in the afternoon. I always have it in the car and, well, in the bathroom or in a bag.
What, spare ones?
Yeah, always at the ready type of thing.
Have you got one in your bag now?
Not this afternoon.
Not this afternoon. Have you got one in your bag now?
No, I don't think I have.
You haven't, have you?
I may not. I took stuff out of my bag, but I've definitely got... Yeah, usually bag. It's my work bag, so it's not the bag I got with me right now.
Okay.
That is the reason why. But deodorant always at the ready. But I know people who don't... No, not roll on. Because that traps the hairs. And then they can get infected.
Do you know people that don't have BO.
My dad just doesn't have BO at all. He just doesn't have that whatsoever. He doesn't need to use deodorant.
A bar of soap?
Bar of soap? I imagine he does do that, just to keep it clean type of thing.
Right, David, you've got to go on the rickety roller coaster.
Here we go.
Are you up for that?
I am. I'm up for the challenge.
How dangerous does it look, Rachel?
I don't know. It looks really dangerous.
It looks really dangerous.
Yeah, slightly worried.
Screens are missing.
Is it ideal? I mean, do we need to really...
Well, you don't have to do it. It's just we got no ending to the episode.
No, I'm happy to. I'm not going to create any anticlimax.
I mean, I'm going to feel terrible if it collapses.
No one else has gone on it
well.
Yeah, absolutely. No one else has gone on it all evening.
Well, let's give it a twirl. Let's see what happens.
Okay, so here comes the little car. So it's coming along, rolling along towards you. So
here we go. Let's
open the little door and get in the car.
Let's take a seat. It's all very old, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
very old.
It's sort of wooden. It's not even metal.
Can you pull that thing over your...
Yeah,
your legs
here we go.
Over your
digging
lap.
In a bit. There we are. I suppose
hey, your legs are sticking out.
Sorry, Charles, I can't hear you, mate.
Legs are sticking out.
Your legs are sticking out.
They certainly are, and it's kind of trapping my thighs and cutting off my blood supply, to tell you the truth.
Are you regretting?
Very much so. I'd like to get out now, I think.
Well, unfortunately, you can't.
You have to go to the top.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, well, I'm going to say goodbye.
No, perhaps I won't go, Brian.
So before you go, thank you so much for coming, Rachel.
My pleasure.
Oh, Rachel,
thank you
very much.
Stop shouting.
Sorry, keep the volume, basic level.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you, David, and I hope you see you at the end of the ride.
Well, fingers crossed, but it seems very rickety.
Okay, so off you go.
All right. Bye.
There's
thanks
David
for coming,
said,
Rachel. Bye.
David is crawling his way up to the top of the...
he's almost out of sight now.
Wow, he's right at the top now, and it's just tipping over. And...
The whole roller coaster has collapsed.
Oh, God.
No, don't make any noise.
Sorry.
You're dead.
That's the ghost of David.
Is that Darren and Dara with him?
What's Charles on about?
I don't know.
I think it's Darren.
Is that Darren and Dara with him?
Play the role!
So David is... Everything has collapsed around him. Wood, metal. Can you see his legs poking out?
Oh, bless.
I know.
There's the little white ankles.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, miss him.
You would have loved it.
Loved this.
Loved this.
Everyone loved him.
Maybe this is because he didn't have a question for me. So,
yeah.
His trousers are around his ankles.
Yeah. The whole fun fair have gathered round just to look at his legs and his micro winky. Well, thank you again, Rachel.
My pleasure. Thank you for
Sorry, David had to die.
Yeah.
But that's it. Thank you, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
Coming to the fun fair. Thank you, James, for all your work. And and that's it. So we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
That was a Mr. Box production.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.